Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
It is almost that time again. Sure, there's a lot of things coming up, and we'll get to those as the show progresses. But I want you to know that the registration is now open for the 2023 Florida Python Challenge. Yeah, baby. Think about it. The competition runs from August 4th through the 13th. But listen, we care about the safety of everyone. So online training is required to compete. Now, it's open to professional and novice participants. But I just will say that you must read the rules as a participant and take the free required online training and pass the quiz with at least 85% before registering. Man, do I want to take this quiz just to see if I could pass it. But then I'm afraid that I wouldn't pass it. So maybe I just open it up and read question one. What do you do when you come across a python? I think I passed. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. All right, this is a Chewing the Fat PSA, a fat PSA, an FAT PSA for you today. And it's a serious one. Okay, so I see a video on Instagram where this lady gets robbed while she's pumping gas. All right, so she's got the car pulled up to the tank. She's pumping gas. And the criminal crawls through the driver's side or the rider's side door window and grabs all the stuff in the car and runs off. Now, she's pumping gas. Now, she feels the car move. When the video from the gas station, you know, you see the car kind of move when the guy jumps in through the window to reach across and grab the stuff. So she feels that and she looks into the window and then she runs around like she's going to do something. She runs around behind the car on the other side and the guy just runs away. Okay, so there's a couple things that need to happen here. All right. Well, maybe three. The first one is if you carry... perhaps you then go, hey, put down my stuff. Okay, that's number one. It's just like hunting python. And, all right, now second, and this is, you know, really a thing that you should think about. If they're coming up on your vehicle, and I've seen this happen one time, and it works, where you're pumping gas and the van or the car shows up with the mini criminals and they're going to rob you at the car. So the guy just pulls out the gas hose and just starts spraying him with gasoline. That's what needs to happen. Cause I mean, you're covering him with gas. Good move. Now really third, what needs to happen. And I've been doing this for a while now. Cause I remember seeing, it was 3 or 4 years ago now, might even been longer. Where this same kind of robbery happened. And I thought, oh my gosh, that could happen because you're supposed to, I got it. You're supposed to have situational awareness. And, you know, I don't usually carry the old AR or the AK with me every day. You know, sometimes I leave it home. And so I think of that, my gosh, that could happen. You know, I mean, you put the hose in the car. It's the nozzle. Yeah, I know. You put the nozzle in the car and you're pumping gas. You're not thinking about it. And you've got, your wallet, or you got your phone, whatever, sitting in the car. And you don't think about it. But that's a quick steal for somebody just walking by at a busy gas station. So I know, and you should have situational awareness at all times. But why? I mean, I get out of my car now and I make sure that it's locked when I pump gas. I mean, every time. It's like a habit. It's like putting a seatbelt on. I stop to get gas, and I make sure that all the doors, I only have a car with four doors. I know. It's me. I'm poor. I have a car with four doors. So I make sure, I open up the driver's side door, which I leave open normally, and I'd make sure that the other three doors are locked. Well, then I have the, you know, when I'm driving the VW, it has the hatchback. So I make sure that's locked too. That's a guaranteed habit now, because I just don't want to, my situational awareness is I don't have to worry about that now. I mean, someone would have to come, and if they're going to break the window and smash the window in and try to take the time on that, then I'm pulling the nozzle out and reaching the hose and spraying gasoline on them. No point. I mean, I'm not, unless it's a day that I'm carrying the AK or the AR. But other than that, I'm spraying gasoline on them. But if you're going to go through the trouble of, and they're not going to go through the trouble of smashing the window and stuff, they're looking for either the window being down or a quick, the first one I saw years ago was, they showed on the video, you could see the kid, you know, softly opening up the rider's side door, the other side of the door, and crawling into the car and grabbing the stuff. So you wouldn't be able to tell, because the car really wouldn't shake like it did in this last video I saw yesterday of the guy, you know, leaning into the car through the window and having to stretch and grab the stuff that was in there. So this is, you know, the FAT PSA. When you go and stop and pump gas, no matter where you're at, just make sure that the opposite side doors are locked. And I would, you know, really go as far as saying make sure all the doors are locked. But for sure, the opposite side of the automobile that you're on while you're pumping gas should be locked, windows up, every time. This has been an FAT PSA. Okay, so what doesn't Elon Musk have his little tentacles in today's world? I mean, I see a story where Tesla now is going to partner with Ford on EV charging. They had a Spaces event. Elon Musk and Ford CEO Jim Farley announced that owners of Ford electric vehicles will be able to plug in at more than 12,000 Tesla supercharges in the U.S. and Canada starting early next year. So it's not enough that Ford is losing money hand over foot on their EV vehicles. Isn't that what EV stands for, Jeff? Electric vehicles. Yes. It's not enough that Ford is losing money on their EVs, every one that they sell, but now they're going to even spend more money to partner with Tesla to have those chargers become available. Wow. We don't want Tesla superchargers to be a walled garden. Oh, that's cute, Elon. Thank you. Access to charging is key to spurring EV adoption. Thank you. I got it. So, and then as we continue on with Elon, of course, he had this event on Twitter, which he has his tentacles in. Also, it's been announced that his Neuralink, the brain implant company, Neuro, N-E-U-R-L-I-N-K, N-E-U-R-A-L-I-N-K, on Thursday, which was, I don't know, yesterday, for those of you listening live. Today is the 26th of May, 2023. Wow, it's almost June 1st, and we got to get to that as well. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has given the green light to its first inhuman clinical trial, which is, I mean, that's a huge milestone. Elon, you remember everybody was all upset that he was putting them in the monkeys, playing the games with the monkey, which was amazing video and research. Now, humans. So, I mean, the technology is going to be able to help many people, hopefully sooner than later. That's coming. And we saw that a Swiss neuroscientist, I don't think Elon has his tentacles in this, though, but you never know, has utilized brain-spine interface, which is kind of Neuralink. So maybe, you know, some of the technology or some of the engineering comes from Elon. Enabled a paralyzed man to walk using his thoughts. Incredible. It expands on all kinds of spinal implants to generate movement in patients with immobilizing spinal injuries. This Gert Jan Oskam, I love Gert. Dutch, I actually do. I'm not making fun of Gert. It's just me. 40-year-old Dutch man who was paralyzed 12 years ago received two brain implants and one on his spine, creating a so-called digital bridge across the injured nerves. So a portable computer decodes his brain's electrical signals, relays them to a spinal pulse generator, resulting in the perception that his lower body movements are voluntary. Combined with regular therapy, the procedure allows Gert to walk and climb stairs with a natural gait aided by a walker. At times, he was doing it without the digital bridge activated. Holy cow. I mean, that's amazing. So, I mean, we're also looking at opening up the possibility for victims of paralysis to regain control of their legs. That's absolutely amazing. Now, are you going to have to carry the actual computer around with you? That's what we're going to get at, right? You're going to have to, you got to get past the, you have the pulse generator, right? So what do you have? You have the digital bridge, right? So you have two brain implants and a spinal implant plus the portable computer that's decoding. So do I have to carry that thing around in my pocket? Well, maybe if it's that big. You know, it's like sliding a phone in your pocket. That's your computer. That's your portable computer that's decoding my brain's electrical signals. So, I mean, it probably isn't that. It's probably not the size of a backpack. But it could be. As long as we're talking about health and the medical world of breakthroughs, the diabetes drug Ozempic, you know, the anti-fat drug Ozempic, which... You know, it's very hard to come by these days, and you're lucky to be able to get it because all of Hollywood was using it to stay thin, and now the regular folk found out about it, and we want to be thin too, so we're going to take it. Wait, to help people with diabetes. So we don't care about those people. We want to be thin. Now we're finding out that some of the patients say it quelled their appetite for drinking, smoking, and other addictive habits. Wow. So Ozempic, the magic pill. I mean, it's the magic drug. It's not a pill. You shoot it. Anyway, the latest to report some, let's see, they describe the activities that used to crave after starting semaglutide, which is generic name for Ozempic. One patient told Insider he went from habitually drinking 8 to 10 beers at social gatherings to losing interest in alcohol beyond a couple of drinks. Meanwhile, so he started thinning down with Ozempic and realized, you know, if I don't get so drunk, I might be able to have a little business here at the old bar. Before, I was just fat and nobody wanted to do me. So is that the drug or is that him? I don't know. Well, sure. You know what? It's Ozempic. It's Ozempic. That's what it is. No problem. Scientists say drugs similar to semaglutide could be rewiring the reward pathways in the brain. Could be. Potentially reducing the dopamine release from consuming addictive substances. Okay, so researchers found that reward centers in the brains of people with alcohol use disorder... Okay. Who took a similar drug lit up less on fMRI scans when they saw pictures of alcohol. So we put these people under the fMRI and showed them pictures of beer, and they either liked it less or more, whether they were on semaglutide. All right. So this is just anecdotal stuff. But Ozempic will make you go through. What happens is, and I've done a little research on the old Ozempic. So the reason it's tough to get is that it has to be by prescription. Now, they're talking about potentially coming out with Ozempic, the pill now. So, you know, you'll be able to just, hey, there's a couple of pills and you're going to be thin, just like Hollywood. But you shoot it and then it doesn't make you, it was for diabetics. What it does is it makes you not want to eat, okay, like you normally do. You don't have to change anything. It just makes you not want to eat. And I was talking to one recipient of Ozempic. And I was told by that person that he would overeat the first couple times after he took the first dose of Ozempic, and you just feel, it makes you feel sick for hours after you overeat. So you're like, after you, you know, start taking the old Ozempic, you're like, ooh, you know what? I will only have half that sandwich. I won't have the whole thing, which is, goes completely against my life. But, you know, okay, fine. If you're going to make me have half a sandwich, that's fine. No problem. And I see where, you know, we're on health. I know I'm wandering off, but I saw where a quick interview with Jay Leno. And I love Jay. I've always liked Jay. But he's still recovering from his accident, you know, his fire burn. Just amazing. And he talked about having things still wrong with him and that nobody cares. The joke was that he lives in Hollywood and they only care how you look. Nobody cares how you feel. So it's like, oh, you look great. Thank you. Thank you. So he has a broken collarbone, two broken ribs, two cracked kneecaps, and he has a new ear. They gave him a new ear that burned off in the fire. Apparently, you know, he claimed it was just flesh, and so it burned up in the fire, so they gave him a new ear. But it's really funny that he was talking about, I've got all this other stuff wrong with me, but nobody cares about that. They all just want to say, you look great. See? That's right. That's why Ozempic got started in Hollywood right there. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. All right, so it is the unofficial start of summer, right? For those of you listening live, today is Friday, May 26, 2023. We're heading into Memorial Day weekend. No chewing the fat on Monday. I'm sorry. I would do it for you. I was just told that, you know, none of the do people would do it. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Am I going to force people to work on, a holiday? No. I am not that kind of guy. So, it's just the way it is. That's the same with Talking Walking Dead, too. You're going to have to wait till Tuesday now for talk. No. Yeah, Tuesday. Will you get Talking Walking Dead as well? I know. I understand. But if you listen to the last episode, you know that I came up with a new theory on Talking Walking Dead Fear Edition that I believe will come true. So if you are at all interested in Fear the Walking Dead, be sure to listen to that podcast separately with Jason Buttrell and my son, Maximus. So and then we have summer is actually the 21st of June, 2023 through September 23rd. That's official summer. But this is the unofficial start of summer. And then we have, you know, I mean, hurricane season starts June 1st. Yeah, baby. That's my daughter's birthday, too. I know. Don't get me wrong. Now, what did hurricane season is right around, I mean, starting on June 1st. Now, the NOAA forecasters with the Climate Prediction Center, which is a division of the National Weather Service, predict a near normal hurricane activity this year. Oh, okay. Don't worry about those whole typhoons over there in the Pacific, though, that are blowing away islands. Don't worry about those. We're talking about the Atlantic hurricane season, okay? All right, good. So they believe 40% chance of near normal, 30% chance of an above normal, 30% chance of below normal. Now, just let me say this. Most of the time, with few exceptions, and I think what I'm going to do this week, I may go back and actually look, but I would say that most of the pre-hurricane season predictions are all, well, about 40% chance could be near normal, 30% above normal, about 30% below normal, somewhere in that range. They're always in that range, just like they're forecasting a range of 12 to 17 total named storms. Okay. 5 of 9 become hurricanes. 1 to 4 become major hurricanes. That's their same prediction every year. I don't know why we spend all this money on them. That's my prediction. Yeah, we're going to have about 18 name storms. And, you know, there's going to be about, well, I would guess probably six or seven regular ones. Probably, I don't know, three or four really strong ones. And the rest will just be minimal damage. I mean, and then halfway through the season, they revise it. They see what's going on, and they go, oh, yeah, well, we were a little off here, so we'll change it again. It's just amazing. Just amazing. But that's their prediction. So we don't know when we're going to get Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Don, Emily, Franklin, Gert. Gert is everywhere today. Oh, that's a strong name today. Harold, Idelia, Jose, Katia, Lee, Margo, Nigel, Ophelia, Felipe, Arena, Sean, Tammy, Vince, Whitney, and if we reach those, we'll start it all again, okay?
Amorphophallus.
That's not on the list, but it should be. That would be awesome. And as long as we're talking about lists, did you see where Orkin released their number one cities for mosquitoes? Nobody likes mosquitoes. Nobody likes mosquitoes, okay? And I will say, worst place I've ever seen mosquitoes and been around mosquitoes was in Florida, and it was in, my son played a high school playoff game in this city down around Lake Okeechobee, Clewiston, Florida. Well, now if this is Florida, if my hand is Florida right here, you come down, it's just down on the almost the far end of Lake Okeechobee down there. Man, they had some. I mean, it wasn't. There were giant mosquitoes down there, man, for that game. Holy cow! You needed it. I should have come armed. That place. Don't even. Now I'm thinking about that game. They robbed us of that playoff game. We lost in overtime by 1 point, and we should. The referees ran off the field. They were so scared because they knew they screwed up. Holy cow! Oh my God, that place. And the dressing room for the team was a dump. It was Clewiston, Florida. Ugh. So anyway, the top 50 cities for mosquitoes in named by Orkin. Named by Orkin. I will say I was surprised that the first Florida city is Tampa, my old stomping grounds. Love Tampa Bay. It's number 12. They didn't even make the top 10. But then 12, 13, and 14, Tampa, Miami, Orlando. So, and I just have you know that Clewiston is see, Lake Okeechobee is about Fort Lauderdale, a little above Miami. So it's in that circle. Hey, you know, it's in the state. So the top 10 cities for mosquitoes. I will say, I'm proud to say that I have lived in 1, 2, 3, 4 of the top 10 cities in my life. Coming in at number 10, Charlotte. Kind of surprising, but okay. Number 9, Houston, Texas. Number 8, Detroit, Michigan, which is right here. Finally, this is Michigan. Detroit's way down here. You know where Detroit is. Everybody knows where Detroit is. The Motor City. I mean, number 7, Philadelphia. All right. Number 6, Washington, D.C. I mean, they can grow bigger mosquitoes in that city any day. Number 5, DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth. I know. That's where we're at now, man. They're out there, man. You got to keep the bug spray on, bro. I mean, because you want the burning of whatever the hell it is you burn on the back porch, man. You want that done. Atlanta, Georgia, coming in at number 4. Number 3, New York, congratulations to them. Number 2, Chicago. And number 1, which is kind of surprising to me, I don't know why, Los Angeles, California is the number 1 city according to Orkin that has a little mosquito issue. Then, you go down the list and there's, the top 50 cities. And obviously these 50 cities are, Orkin controlled, big bug, big pest control. The pest control mafia's got these cities. So Austin, for those of you that are familiar with Texas, Austin made the list brand new this year. Congratulations, coming in at 46. So they've got to come up that list a little bit. Is that the only Texas? Is that where we're in? Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin? It's kind of surprising. Is that the only Texas place? Maybe, you know, someone should look at the list before they actually talk about it. Yeah, well, why do that? That's just silly. No, that's the only place. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, which there are probably going to be some new videos up this weekend, because if you've been watching any of the Blaze TV shows that I've been a part of as of late, you know that I haven't shaved, I haven't cut my hair. I can put the back of my hair, because there's, you know, a lot less of it on the top than there is the back. I'll be in a big ponytail. It's really long now. It curls up over, and I've had a beard. I haven't shaved. I think it's all coming off this weekend. I've had just about enough of the whole damn bunch of it. Now, I don't know if I'm going to shave my head, but the beard's coming off for sure. I'm tired of having the beard. I might grow the goatee back, but I don't mind the stubble. I just hate the whole beard thing. And the hair, I don't know. I could easily... it could be gone. I could easily shave, so we'll see. But it's coming off. The bulk of the hair on the top of my body is coming off this weekend, so I may have to share that video on my social media accounts. You can always order a Cameo from me at JeffyJFR. Just tell Cameo whether you want me to be sad, glad, happy, mean. They're my pimp. I just do what the, you know, what happens on the account. So at JeffyJFR on Cameo. A lot of things going on. I know a lot of people, you know, if you're listening live on 520, but if you're listening at any time, just remember today is Friday, 5/26/2023, because, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. So we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. You got the Little Mermaid released. Yay! Who isn't going to go see live action Little Mermaid? I know, right? We have a lot of sports stuff still going on. I mean, you got the NBA. Game still happening, Miami and Boston. Boston will not go down. You have the NHL going on. The Dallas Stars pulled one out last night. The AAC was rocking. Mike Tyson, Ric Flair, a party was on in Dallas. Huh? I know. I know. Look at me like that. It was happening. They're going to lose. The Knights are going to win. And Dallas is not going to win that, okay? And let's be honest. I mean, I know Miami has struggled on and off at the NBA this year, but they're not going to let Boston win four in a row. Okay, it's just not going to happen. Denver is sitting home. What team we got to beat? You guys go ahead and beat the crap out of each other, would you? Because we're going to be the champions. So that's a prediction here from me here on Chewing the Fat. We have the Indianapolis 500 starting Sunday. That's awesome. We have the French Open starting, right? Awesome stuff. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. We have, if you live in the DFW area, we have the Texas Frightmare Weekend. The Frightmare Weekend going on right down the road from the Mercury Studios here at the Irving Convention Center. And there's going to be a bunch of the reason I know about it is because the guy that plays Michael in Halloween reached out and said, hey, he didn't reach out, his people did, and said, Michael's gonna be here, and I just couldn't work it out. But I really wanted to talk to Ray Wise is gonna be here all weekend too. This guy is awesome. I love Ray Wise. He's been in all kinds of stuff. He's a huge actor, but my favorite of all time, Ray Wise, is from a television episode, The Closer, and he plays an attorney, and I know he is in multiple episodes of The Closer as this rich guy, Hollywood attorney, right? That's who he plays. But his role as playing Brenda Lee, The Closer, attorney in this episode, probably I mean, if he didn't win an Emmy for that, he was robbed. There's no doubt about it. If he did not win an Emmy for that, it was robbed. So if you have an opportunity to go and take a look at season 2, episode 10 of the Closer, I think it's The Other Woman or The Woman Next Door. I think it's The Other Woman is the title of the episode. He is absolutely awesome, and I would have loved to have talked to Ray Wise. Remember, though, if you're out there traveling, many people traveling, taking flights all over the country, don't go to Florida, okay? Especially if you're a Black American, because, you know, we have a travel advisory for Black Americans going to the state of Florida. Don't do it. It's too nice. You know what? It's too nice. You don't want to go to the beaches. You don't want to go to the theme parks. You don't want to go to Gatorland. Best theme park in America, Gatorland. You don't want to do any of that. You don't want to spend time in the condos. You don't want to go to the casinos. You don't want to do any of the things you do in Florida because of that bastard Ron DeSantis. So just don't go. All right, don't go. Maybe you go see Little Mermaid. Maybe you go do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go see it. It's doing terrible around the world, and it's probably, you know, they're predicting it to do, I think it's going to do less than what they were predicting. What were they predicting for Little Dingleberry? remember what they were predicting? I thought I had it here, and I don't. But it was like, I don't know, they were predicting like $180 million. I think for domestically, and it's, you know, I think it probably opened up last night. It'll go through Memorial Day, so good luck to them if they can make that happen. But I see where MoviePass is actually up and running now, baby. So they're back. MoviePass is back. This time, they're pissed. So they have a new points-based system. You can pay $10 a month to watch 1 to 3 movies at any of the 4,000 participating theaters throughout the U.S. Wow, that's pretty good for them. In addition to the $10 a month, the basic plan, MoviePass offers 3 more expensive subscription options. $20 a month, standard plan for 3 to 7 movies per month. A $30 a month premium plan for 5 to 11 movies per month, and a $40 per month pro for up to 30 movies per month.
Wow.
There's a separate, more expensive subscription for customers in Southern California and New York. That's nice of them. California and New York wants to pay a little bit more money. That's right. I remember when they were talking about putting this together. They were saying they were going to have to charge more for those areas. That's wonderful. So let's see. MoviePass new credit system. Every tier offers a different number of credits. I'm not sure I understand the whole credits thing, but just know, I mean, $20 a month for 3 to 7 movies, that's not bad. Now, I will say, don't forget, we have a writer's strike going on, so maybe some reruns. Maybe some replays. Let's go back to 2001 movie, shall we? But if I was back into my movie days, I would definitely get this, because that's, you know, it's worth it. And I know Cinemark has their plan, and I think the other company, the big company, has their own plan, and they all compete. That's why they were so pissed at MoviePass when it first came out. But it's worth it if you go to the theater. And I enjoy going to the theater, but in today's world, I just want to be home. I'm just watching on my screen. I know my screen isn't movie theater size. Sorry, I know. My car only has 4 doors, and I don't have a movie screen size in my house. But it's large enough. There's so many jokes. That's the story of my life right there. No, really, it's large enough. Okay, so I know many of you will be traveling, especially this weekend, since it's the unofficial start of summer. And I know that there could be some problems. Hopefully, our transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, has got everything under control. He'll be back home barbecuing with hubby and the kids. So don't worry about it. He's got everything under control. So there will be some delays. You absolutely know there's going to be delays, right? There's going to be weather delays. Something happens, it's going to delay. And I saw where in Manchester, they had power outages. So, I mean, planes were taken off without any people on them. People were standing at the terminal going, hey, that's my plane. Yeah, we don't have any power, so we can't open the doors, and we're not letting you on the plane. But the plane has got to get to its destination with you or without you. And since right now it's going to be there's no power, it is without you. But I saw a story. Now, I was under the impression that when the plane is in the air, you can't open the doors, right? Now, maybe that's the main door that you come in. I just thought those emergency doors, when the plane is in the air, you can't open those. And maybe that's wrong think on my part. I personally have never tried it. But an Asiana Airlines jet had it happen. And you saw some footage of the wind whipping through the plane's cabin. And it wasn't anything terror. So they were about 700 feet in the air. They were coming in to land. All right. Maybe the pilot at 700 feet disengages the emergency exit doors, not thinking that someone's going to try to open them. So you see... This is a couple of minutes from landing. And the footage shows the wind whipping into the doors off. So they arrested the guy. And I'm pretty sure the guy was just sitting there as they're coming into land. And he's got his buddy next to him. And he goes, I've been looking at this thing the whole flight. I bet you that thing opened. And it did. Now, I don't recommend it. I would be in his shoes there. I mean, I have looked at those doors before thinking, would it be worth giving it a shot just to see if it would open? But I haven't done it. Why? Because I'm gutless. This guy, not gutless. He did it. Now, of course, there were people, oh, I'm hurt. Are ya? Now, I mean, if I was on the plane, I definitely would be hurt. There's no doubt about that. My neck, my back. The wind whipped my hair. All the hair. Yeah. Look at that. There used to be hair here. It's gone now because of this. There were minor injuries and hyperventilation. Nine of the 12 people have been sent to the hospital. So three of them, even the paramedics were like, yeah, no, you're fine. Get out of here. So if you're traveling this weekend, rule of thumb, probably not the best idea to see if the old emergency doors open up while in flight. Or any other time, unless there's an emergency. You got that, young man? All right, before we get into America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? I have to tell you, it's not kind of a joke of a day, but it's not the joke of a day. I saw a video last night, and I cannot get it out of my head. It's hilarious. And I don't know if it's real or not. I'm going to assume that it's not. But it's filmed like they're questioning this lady in an interrogation room of a police department. And she's got kind of tears, and the guy says, so how did your husband die? And she's crying, poison. And the police officer goes, really? Well, why was there were so many bruises all over your husband's body? He didn't want to take it. Now that there is funny. I've been laughing about that for hours. I can't get it out of my head. All right. So I had a cancellation. I know. I'm a little bummed, but not really, because my man gets to rectify a situation today here on What's the Lie, all right? So the contestant canceled on me, said, oh, I've got a business appointment I hadn't planned on. Apparently, What's the Lie is not more important than a business appointment. So Whatever. Okay. So that means that someone needs to try to rectify a situation that has been going on here on this game show. And so we're going to let Darian attempt to finally stop embarrassing this show and win a What's the Lie. So are you ready?
Just someone. Yep, I'm ready.
No, because it's Friday, it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from our count of 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true. That's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, producer Darian. If you win, though, not only will you get to come back for another round, if we don't have a cancellation, you'll win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. And for you listening, if you'd like to have a Jeffy Blue Freshie or any other kind of freshies, you can go to the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant at What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Darian, how are you?
I'm well, Jeffy,
I,
for now.
Okay, so, look, I want you to win.
Yeah.
There's nothing more in my life right now that I want you to win.
Do you?
Okay.
Yeah.
I do.
This sounds very genuine.
Don't use my lines on me. Don't do that. So, yes, I do. I want you to win.
Okay.
All right. So, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Four headlines, one not real. What's the lie? Headline number one. Sea urchins could be the key to curing lactose intolerance. Headline number two. Millionaire's elaborate jail escape plan foiled in Florida. Headline number three, American Idol winner Just Sam returns to singing on New York City subway for donations. Headline number four, Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating last hot pocket. Sea urchins could be the key to curing lactose intolerance. Millionaire's elaborate jail escape plan foiled in Florida. American Idol winner Just Sam returns to singing on New York City subway for donations. Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating the last hot pocket. All right, those are your four headlines. Now, Darian, I want you to win this bet. And I feel like I made it pretty easy. I feel like I made it pretty easy.
You say that every time.
I do. I don't. Are you calling me a liar? I am not a liar.
No.
Okay. So I want you to win.
I do. Okay.
I want you to win because you have not won one yet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the audience is listening, saying, "Darian, please,
right, yeah,
please, just win one."
I've heard. Yes.
Except for that one guy.
Yeah.
It's one guy. It's giving me a hard time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jesse. And he was a victim. He won one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Came back for another round. All right, so those are the four headlines. Darian, what is the lie?
I tried to look at your face to kind of, maybe I get some kind of reaction as you're reading. So I have kind of a benefit here, and I still can't win. Give me number one.
You, sir, would be 100% correct.
Woo!
Yeah, baby. Play the music. Yeah. Da, da, da. Let's go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Yes. Thanks for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXXIII. Right! Congratulations! I tell you, we have to, next week, I have to talk about the guy who tried to break out of jail in Florida. That was foiled. A fascinating story about this guy that wanted to break out and travel back to France to his castle. Great. And the cops foiled it. I was on his side, but, that's just me. Wanted him to break out and go. But no, the police foiled it. So congratulations. I know.
Thank you, Jeff.
I said? I made it easy for you.
Yes.
I wanted you to win one. Well, you know what? You're welcome.
About freaking time.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.